the last series, rather. When you escape the pocket, what's going through your head as you're trying to get rid of the ball?
Yeah, you know, definitely trying to extend the play for as long as possible. Try and give some guys a chance downfield to get open, but, you know, there comes a time when you just got to kind of cut your losses and throw it away and get another opportunity. And I didn't do that. I held on to it for too long and bad play.
Blake, how much does this feel like a loss is really on the players?
Yeah, you know, I think every loss feels pretty much the same. They all feel pretty bad. You know, I think we were put in a position. I thought the defense played awesome. I thought special teams did a really good job. We had some unbelievable field positions and continue to tremendously underachieve as an offense. And, you know, that is nobody's fault outside of mine, I believe. You know, I think Ole called some good plays and put us in some good positions, and we didn't get it done. Way too many turnovers, way careless with the ball. Got to continue to try and work and establish a running game. But there's times where that's not going to work, and you got to be able to win in a different way, whether it's throwing or doing different stuff. You got to find ways to win, and we haven't done that yet.
Is that lack of ground game affecting you play at all?
No, I mean, I don't think so. You know, I think anytime you get the run game going, it kind of opens up everything. But, you know, I don't think one way or another it bothers me. You know, I get excited every time he calls a pass play. You know, I get excited every time he calls a run play for Chris or TJ or whoever to get a chance to make a big play. You know, I think it's something we got to continue to work on and continue to do. And, you know, three games in a row now have started pretty slow and pretty poorly. So, you know, if I knew what we were doing wrong, we wouldn't be doing it.
Are you guys taking enough shots down the field? I know you were so good at it last year. It doesn't seem like it's there this year.
Yeah. You know, definitely getting some more, you know, split safety coverage with guys really deep. But, you know, I thought A-Rob did a good job today. You know, getting him the ball for the first time felt like, you know, we got him, you know, his deserved targets. You know, had Marquise early on a big one that I missed. And then the pick to A-Rob downfield, you know, probably could have got that one in there. Definitely should have made a better throw. But, I mean, the plays are there. The calls are there. You know, it's really, I think, a lot on me of not really executing it.
Blake, why do you think you can't run the ball? What do you see?
Oh, if I knew, we'd be able to run the ball for 200 yards a game. I mean, I think it's a little bit everything. I think, you know, obviously when you're not running the ball, you know, I think it's on me getting us in the right play. It's on missed blocks. It's on, you know, backs missing things. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to kind of owning the line of scrimmage, controlling it, moving it, and being able to run the ball. And we haven't been able to do that.
Blake, was your reaction after the last interception just a frustration thing where you kind of just kind of then left?
Yeah. I didn't really care to watch them take a knee.
Like, they were showing a graphic on CBS that no team has lost more fourth-quarter leads in the last 3 years than the Jaguars. This was your 17th. I mean, how much does that come psychological after a while? I mean,
yeah.
You had some wins, but a lot
right.
of other ones that got left behind.
Yeah, you know, I can't say that anybody thinks about that stat or even knew about it, but, you know, I think guys realize and understand it gets old. You know, guys are tired of being bad. Guys are tired of losing. I thought our defense and special teams played plenty well enough for the win, and we didn't offensively, and I didn't as a quarterback. You know, it's hard to look the guys in the locker room in the eye and you know, try and do whatever when they played as hard as they could and played pretty well. Gave us two short fields on two turnovers. You know, had a muff punt that we got on their side of the field and couldn't do anything with it. You know, so it's also a mentality of, you know, that's when you put teams away. To not sit there and try and play for a field goal to go score, you know, three or four more touchdowns at the end of this thing.
How much control do you have at the line of scrimmage as far as when you get up? How much are you allowed to change play if, like, say, on the 4 minute drill, you see something, you can take a shot downfield at the end zone?
Yeah.
Is that something you're allowed to change?
You know, I think there's kind of there's adjustments within every play. I would say rarely do I ever just, you know, go off the reservation and go a completely different direction. But there is some freedom within the play and the adjustments within that.
Like, obviously frustrated, but has that seeped over into second-guessing yourself, Rose, idea, play calls?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. I didn't know personally, no, not for me. You know, I'm going to go through reads and throw the ball, and if our team catches it, great. If the other team catches it, then I got to continue to try and get better and be better. And I think from everybody's standpoint, they have, you know, a similar mentality. You know, whether it's a penalty, a setback, a turnover, whatever, guys are pretty good about, you know, staying true and getting after it and continuing to be aggressive.
The confidence level is still the same for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for me, yeah, definitely. You know, I think continue to get better. Got to play better as a quarterback. Got to play better as an offense in order for this team to be successful.
Before the season, the Jets talked about potentially making the playoffs. Right now, you guys are 0-3. What is the mindset right now? Is that still realistic?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a special situation. I think you get to find out what kind of people are in the locker room, what kind of people are in the building when you go 0-3. There was a lot of hype before the season, and that's all completely gone. And we know that, and we see that. So I think you get to kind of find out the character of this team, the character of this coaching staff, and what we're going to do about it. Because we still got 13 games to play. It's a long season. There's a lot of ball left. And, you know, we're not where we wanted to be by any means. But, you know, we're still excited to have 13 opportunities to go play and win.
Like, your reaction, end of the first half, the crowd booed you pretty good. Your reaction?
Yeah, you know, I don't really care. I mean, there's a lot of things you could say about that. If I went into somebody else's work and paid money to watch them work and they did a bad job, I'd probably boo them too. So, I don't know.